When you think about Greek life, Christian faith might be the absolute last thing that comes to mind. But we not only believe that it's possible to be Greek and Christian, but also that it's the best way to experience Greek life and grow your faith. We have real, honest conversations about how to approach Greek life from a Christian perspective, including things like recruiting and pledging, drinking and drugs, sex and dating, leadership and philanthropy, and much more. This podcast is by Greeks and for Greeks. Our hosts and guests are all members of fraternities and sororities who collectively have decades worth of experience living out their faith in Greek life. Welcome to the Greek and Christian Podcast.
Okay, so we are back on the Greek and Christian Podcast with another student interview. Behind me, if you're watching on Instagram or YouTube, is a beautiful campus. This is an iconic entryway, but I will not spoil where I'm at because I want my guest to talk about it. And so my guest this week is Pete. So Pete, welcome.
Thank you so much. I love your background. It looks fantastic.
Thank you. So Pete, why don't you tell us, where do you go to school? What fraternity you're part of? What year in school you are? All that good stuff.
So I go to the beloved and beautiful Indiana University, which is located in Bloomington. Right behind Allison there, as you see those beautiful sample gates, what we call them. So it's kind of the staple of our campus, like you said a little bit ago, but it's always a beautiful area. There's nice fields behind it too. So it's really cool. I'm a junior at IU now, and the fraternity I'm in is Sigma Phi Epsilon, which is SIGEP. So
nice. And so you're going into your senior year. Very exciting. Mm-hmm. Love it. I have been to Bloomington. It's a beautiful place. I've been to these beautiful gates. And I'm not ashamed to say, go Hoosiers. I mean, I don't know if I'll say something different if I have a Purdue Greek on. I may. I might flip-flop to a different allegiance. But for now, go Hoosiers.
That's right. We love that. Thank you,
Allison. Well, Pete, tell me a little bit about, campus life. So one of my favorite things to do when I was a student in college was just like go out to eat late at night with my sorority sisters. So what's your favorite place like on or near campus or in Bloomington to just grab a bite to eat with some of your brothers?
I'd say there's a couple that I really like. So Bloomington's notorious for our international restaurants. We have a street called 4th Street, which has the most international restaurants on a single street in the country.
Whoa.
Believe it or not, it's in Bloomington. It's like there's over like 78 restaurants on this one street. And there's one called Siam House, which is Thai food. I always get pad thai when I go there, and it's fantastic. So I'd say that one's up there. And then there's another place called Fat Dan's, which is about 3 blocks from where I live, which is extremely dangerous because they have the best wings in town. And so on a Saturday, Sunday afternoon, whenever I'm tired of studying or just hanging out with my buddies, we'll walk down to Fat Dan's, get some wings, watch a ball game. And I feel like I put on more calories there in one sitting than I should in a normal day. So I'd say either Fat Dan's or Mai Tai, they're both fantastic places.
Awesome. Love it. Oh, that makes me hungry. Yeah. Well, hey, you are going into your senior year. Lots of memories, lots of good moments I'm sure that you've had. But I'd love you just to share, maybe one or two favorite memories or moments that you've had so far in SIGEP.
Yeah. I'd say one of those has probably been formal in Nashville this past year, which was actually fortunate that we were able to do it. It was second semester in the spring, and I went with my fraternity brothers. We had a hotel and an Airbnb down in Nashville. We spent the weekend down there. And I'm a huge country music fan, Allison. I'm like born and bred. I love country music. So being down there, I just kind of felt at peace with the environment. I mean, it's like seeing the names of restaurants like Jason Aldean's, Kid Rock's, things like that. I was like, wow, like, this is people that I listened to since I was about 5 years old. And so actually being able to, being 21 and going into those places and enjoying it with my friends was so much fun. Just great memories. And we did a bus tour of Nashville, which was probably my favorite part because it was 75 degrees, perfect weather. Drove around Nashville in our cowboy hats and button down shirts and big boots, and just felt like part of the Nashville crowd, which was really cool. And just being there with some of my best friends of my fraternity was just awesome. And then another one is probably Little 500 our freshman year, because it was the first time I realized like I'm officially in college. Like this is not high school anymore. Like we have these college traditions that are bigger than like ourselves. And so like Little 500 is a huge tradition.
Yeah, so you guys tell us about it, because people probably don't know what Little 500 is if they don't go to IU or from Indiana.
Yeah, so Little 500 is a bike race modeled after like the Indy 500. So it's, the men's race is 200 laps and the women's race is 100 laps. And it's on the same day. The women's race is usually around noon and the men's race is about 4. But in fraternities, we get up around 2, 3 a.m. and just get ready for it. Just because like you're with your sorority friends before their race goes on and you're with your fraternity brothers before your race goes on. It's the whole day, like this event where a bunch of celebrities come in. It's like a huge... It's essentially a huge party, but
what kind of celebrities come in?
Oh, we've had Mark Cuban, like Sage Steele.
What?
Yeah, they're IU alum, and then like Indiana governors and stuff like that come in. Just because it's such a like this is literally to break it down. What is Indiana? It's a state with corn, with people that are pretty nice, and flat land. And so, in order to make things fun, you have to throw a bike race in there that can get some people there. So that's kind of what it is.
I love it.
Yeah, it was fantastic my freshman year. It was a really cool experience.
Oh, that's so cool. Now, how did your team fare?
Freshman year, I think we got 7th out of like 30 teams. So we got 1st out of fraternities.
And so, very good.
Yep. And then last year, we didn't get to have it because of COVID. Yeah. And then this year, we did. And we got 3rd and 1st out of fraternities again.
Whoa.
So I think we're doing we're killing the Greek vibes. Yeah.
I always crack up because, I mean, I did some intramurals. Did some intramurals means I like showed up and subbed for someone on my sports team and we were just terrible. So I really admire when, you know, people were on, you know, winning teams and, you know, fraternity or sorority intramurals. So way to go, Pete.
Thank you. Represent.
Awesome. Well, I'd love to hear more about your experience, you know, in college and your fraternity at IU. And so take me back to your freshman year, coming to IU, joining SIGEP. What was that whole experience like for you? Like, were you a Christian at the time? Like, how was that?
Mm-hmm. So I joined, like you said, I joined SIGEP my freshman year. I joined because my brother Jack, who's actually 2 years older than me, graduated from IU and he was in SIGEP. And when I came down to IU for like the first couple of weeks, he introduced me to his friends. They're all in SIGEP, but I just really bonded with those guys well, even though they were 2 years older. Mm-hmm. And then when Rush came around, I went to a bunch of houses, and SIGEP was a place that I felt most comfortable and like I could be myself the most, which is really cool to me. And luckily enough, I got a bid, and so I accepted the bid. But like you said, like I was born and raised Christian, so I've been Catholic my whole life, and that was a big part of how I wanted to like leave my college journey, was to continue to put my faith in Christianity, ideally at the front of my life and let everything else kind of follow suit. It's like that. Granted, there have been times when I don't do that and fall into funks and stuff, but I knew from, luckily enough, like having a good family and good parents who raised me and kind of let me know that, you know, it's being your faith is your choice, but then knowing that that's something I wanted to put first before I even came to college was a great guidance, I think. And then joining SIGEP, it was definitely challenging. Because the things you see in fraternity or sorority are a lot different than things you see in high school.
Sure.
And so just like the challenges of finding friends and still wanting to put faith at the front when your friends might not is challenging.
Yeah.
And then having values that are like deeper than just the next party or what things like that are. And then having the opportunity to go to parties and partake in things like that and trying to live incarnationally and through all that is definitely a big challenge. And so my first semester was a big like eye-opening experience of how difficult it was going to be to live out your faith in the Greek system, but at the same time, how rewarding that living it out would be, and encouraging your brothers in Christ to join you. So just so much more difficult than I thought it was going to be, but also, like I said, so much more rewarding. So definitely a challenge, but well worth the challenge.
Yeah, I'd love to hear, you know, what's been rewarding about it, about bringing your faith and your fraternity together in your life.
Mm-hmm. I think it's seeing the people that you least expected to commit their life to Christ do just that.
Wow.
I've had friends that I thought were the biggest party animals in our house, or friends that I never thought would even think about Christianity or God or faith or anything like that, asking me really deep questions about what's going on in their lives and open up to me. Just those experiences themselves kind of related to me how impactful and important faith really is. And comparatively, like everyone's looking for something bigger and more important. And they try to fill it with these small material things, such as whether it be popularity, drinking, drugs, relationships, whatever it may be, but they're not finding the fulfillment or satisfaction that they thought they would in those things. And they turn to you because I know you lead a Bible study,
right,
to ask you questions. Just having those kind of real conversations have been super rewarding. So that's
I love that. I love that. Well, and I talked to one of your fraternity brothers, Drew, as well. And so I know that you guys lead a Bible study in your fraternity together. Mm-hmm. And so maybe you can just share with me a little bit. I mean, you said that that's been a rewarding piece for you. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, what motivated you to lead that Bible study, you and Drew? And, you know, how do you keep persevering when things get hard? And, you know, what makes it worth it for you?
Yeah. I'd say, first off, Drew is one of my best friends. I love Drew, like, to death. That guy's incredible. I'm glad that you had a chance to talk to him because he's awesome. But Drew and I actually met each other freshman year. We're on the same dorm floor. And I got into SIG up in the fall, and he wanted to rush, but unfortunately didn't get in. So then we became friends fall semester, and he wanted to rush in the spring. I'm like, all right, let's get you in. He got in.
Nice.
And we actually started leading a Bible study on our dorm floor freshman year. So we talked to Jimmy and Tori Kastick, who are their staff at the time at IU. Since we've added Ashley Gordon, who's also staff now. But Jimmy and Tori encouraged us, said, yeah, go for it. Lead a Bible study on your dorm floor. And we did that. And just that, I think that gave us the confidence mm-hmm. that once sophomore year rolled around to decide to lead people in a house that we're brand new to through their faith journey. And so That's definitely a challenge, is the fact that you have people in your chapter coming to your Bible study who are older than you, or like have maybe even more faith experience or experience living out their religion than you. And so knowing that is definitely a big challenge, because you're not necessarily the one in the room who knows the most or has the most street cred, if you will, because you're brand new, you're the rookie. And so that's definitely been a big challenge. But then having, I think what's made it through those tough times is having Drew right there. Yeah. Like, knowing Drew is someone that I trust to lead by himself if something happens to me, or I trust will have my back if he can't make it in a week, whatever it may be. Like, this past year with COVID was super tough because everything is virtual, but I knew, like, having Drew there was going to be fine mm-hmm. because we both committed to it since freshman year, since sophomore year. And like, this is something that we've decided we want to make special, not just for ourselves, but also for the rest of the guys in the house. And so having Drew there, I think he supported me, and hopefully having me, I've helped support him too. So I'd say that's what gets you through the tough times, just having someone you can rely on.
Yeah, that's so good. And, you know, we talk about that a lot on the Greek and Christian podcast, and even in, you know, all these interviews that I've been doing with Greeks across the country. I mean, how valuable having community is, you know, whether it's the Greek University community or having just that wingman or wingwoman, you know, who's got your back when you're trying to do this whole Greek and Christian thing and lead in the midst of it is crucial. And I think, I mean, that's what Greek University is designed to do for you on campus, is to make sure that Greeks who are trying to connect their faith with their Greek experience know that they're never alone in it, and that they never have to be alone in it. Well, I would love to hear from you. As you think about Greeks across the country who also, like you, want to grow and thrive in their faith in their fraternity or sorority, you know, what advice or encouragement do you have for them?
I'd say that's a good question. I'd say that in every like difficult time for me, the first thing I've tried to do is figure it out on my own, which is not the way to do it. And it isn't until I pray about it, like just entrust everything over to God, talk to my friends about it. Drew will always tell me to, dude, you need to bring that to God. And it isn't until I actually bring it to God where I find resolution, finding answers to my problems. And so I'd say, avoid the first step of trying to figure it on your own, and just bring your worries and anxieties to God and trust that his plan is better than your own for your life or for whatever your problems are, and find a mentor, friend that you can work through it with. And whatever you're going through, whatever challenges you might encounter, whether you're in college or before college, I don't know about after college because I haven't been there yet, but whether you're in college or before college, I can trust your problems to God and trust that his will is greater and his will be done. Mm-hmm. And then just pray about it, because I think prayer is one of the most powerful things and useful tools we can do as humans that we don't quite do enough. So I'd say those are two pieces of advice that 21-year-old Pete has for others.
That is great. Well, as someone who has been out of college, I think that advice definitely still stands after you graduate. It's a lifelong piece of advice. I think that's great. Prayer, community, scripture, you know, bringing God into all of those situations. And, or yeah, I think that's yeah. spot on.
Good. Glad I have proof post-college. Thank you, Allison.
You're welcome. Well, we are on a podcast, and so I'd love to give you an opportunity. Are there any shout outs that you want to give to anybody?
Absolutely. I'd love to shout out the IU community of Greek IV. Like I said a little bit ago, Jimmy Kasich, Tori Kasich, and Ashley Gordon are our fearless leaders. This past year have been super tough because of COVID, but they did a great job. Then just the rest of the CMLs, the chapter ministry leaders at IU. I love working with you, and I really appreciate everything you do. And then also you, Allison, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Gosh, that's the first time anybody's ever given me a shout out on a podcast.
There we go. Oh, hopefully not the first and the last. I'm sure you'll have many more.
I did not see that coming, Pete. Wow. That was, I feel very honored.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad we can smile on a Monday afternoon.
I know. Well, for our audience, you know, if you're watching this or listening to this, you heard Pete talk about the importance of mentors, friends who are dealing with this whole Greek and Christian thing. And that is what Greek University is all about. And so maybe you've been praying for a while and asking God, you know, to bring you community or to bring you a friend who can help you live out your faith in the Greek system. And maybe this is the answer to your prayer. And so I want to encourage you, if you are longing for that, to look Greek University up. All you got to do is go to GreekIV.org, fill out the contact card, and we will get in touch with you because we want to help. We would love to see Greek University on every college campus that has a Greek system in North America. So don't be afraid to reach out, fill out a contact card, or you can send us a DM on Instagram at GreekIV, and we'll get in touch with you. But again, Pete, thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, Allison.
The Greek and Christian Podcast is produced by Greek InterVarsity, a nonprofit college ministry for fraternity and sorority students. Our ultimate vision is to see every fraternity and sorority connected to a community of Greek Christians, so that every Greek is just one friend away from knowing and following Jesus. To learn more, find a community on campus, or partner with us, visit greek.intervarsity.org.